Oh, I'm having a great day. Enjoying the beautiful weather and can't wait to see what happens next. God has some wonderful things going. Oh, are you? Is it your birthday? Oh, I get turned 50. I'll be. I'm on the 15th, so I'll turn a whole 59. Yes. October is the best month of the year. Yes. Yes, I totally get it. So let's start with the Indonesian singer. Now, this is one of the things that we've been laughing about. Indonesia, I mean, it says America's Got Talent, but we're now inviting people from other countries to say they're America, I guess. But Indonesian Muslim singer on America's Got Talent. After singing one of Elton John's pieces of music, Putri Ariana, a blind Muslim woman, was asked, "You just performed for the finals. What is the message you have to give to the world?" It's because they don't like the idea of American being for Americans. They want it to be for other people, and that's destruction of the country is what it comes down to. That's what they're working on. The same thing in the UK and wherever else they put this show on. UK's Got Talent, or they're doing the same thing there. They're inviting people from other countries to come in to put on. They want to start a show in Indonesia that does that, or a show in China that does that. They don't. I mean, they have one in China doing the same thing. Why not? Yeah, that's it. Just, you know, like, celebrate your own. If it just takes away. That's the way I'm looking at it. I mean, because they have their own. Yeah. All right. So, her answer. Do you want her answer? She said. Putri said, "I believe that we are able, we are capable, and we are equals. So don't be afraid to keep reaching our dream. Our dream will come true if we believe in it." That the blind and the seers are not equal according to the Quran. And I can't remember the exact verse. Yes. It was an exact opposite of what she said. He dismissed them. He ignored them. I'll put it up just a second. Okay. He frowned and turned away when the blind man came to him. And what do you know? Perhaps he will be purified. That was verse 3. Yeah, that's what I was looking for at first. Sorry. You pull it back up? Okay. It says Galatians 3:28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, nor is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Elton John, which is kind of shocking. That's just, and you know what? You know what still gets me? I didn't even think about this till tonight when we're talking. One, the Indonesian Got Talent, and they're not, Sharia says you can't do these things. Yet Indonesia, highest percentage of Muslims in most countries, out of most countries, is kind of surprising. Dawah. Okay. I have a surprise story here, but I don't know how. So I didn't tell you this story. This is one I just caught today, and you keep up on. You've heard of, you know what critical race theory is, and this one was a surprise article, and so I pulled it up. It's by Christopher Rufo, and I think it's posted also in the New York Post. It says the downfall of Ibram Kendi, who is the one who started the critical race theory. During the height of the debate on critical race theory, Ibram Kendi, the Boston University professor of anti-racism, attacked his work on MSNBC and other outlets. He responded and penned an op-ed for New York Post warning that Kendi was a fake prophet of a dangerous, lucrative faith. Now, the prediction he made that Kendi's unpopular ideology and bogus research would fail has been true. According to news reports, Kendi accumulated more than $40 million for his Center for Anti-Racist Research at Boston University and has produced virtually no research, and then laid off nearly half of his employees, who accordingly accused him of mismanaging funds, failing to deliver key projects, and mistreating his team. Treating people unequally is what it sounds like. In the wake of these allegations, Boston University announced an official investigation. And Chris Rufo continues, he was on Fox News and he said, this is a part of a pattern that we saw in 2020. We saw record donations to groups like Black Lives Matter, like Ibram Kendi's. And now we fast forward 3 years, seeing the BLM organization leaders loot it and head to the hills. And he's saying the same thing is happening with Ibram Kendi's anti-racism system, anti-racism center, which is an academic failure. They took $40 million in and produced nothing. And oh, yes, we would. Yeah. I'm just, absolutely. I just thought that was, I caught that, and I didn't want to let that go, because, I mean, we have a lot of people getting CRT across the country, and here we have someone who prophesied that it was over. He didn't expect that would be, but, yeah, I mean, he didn't expect to be wrong about it, but he didn't expect that it would be, he said it would be like a prophecy. Comes from France. Last week we talked about the abaya that was banned by the government of France, and that we talked about a principal that had his life threatened because of they were sending home a daughter who had worn the abaya and violated the rules. So the principal had to send her home, and the father came in and threatened his life. So the big thing that's happening now, yes.